text is Matthew 5, verse 9. Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Beloved in our Lord Jesus, we desire to be a church of peacemakers. To be a peacemaker is one of the characteristics of the citizens of heaven. Peacemakers in the home, peacemakers in the church, peacemakers to others around us. For God made peace, and we need to make peace in the way of God. God's way with dealing with conflict and sins that are committed against us. No one is free of that, are they? No one is free of conflict in their lives, of sin in their lives, and sin in their various relationships and conflicts. We are all at times sinned against. But here is the struggle now. How do we respond to that conflict in our life or to those who sin against us? Often we want to respond in the way of our flesh. That means if they sin against us, we want to sin back. If they slap us, we want to slap them back. We want to get even. But that is not God's way for us to deal with conflict. Conflict and controversy are a regular part of our life because of sin. We desire to be a church of peacekeepers. For Christ says in this sermon of this characteristic, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Notice in the first place the desired peace. Notice in the second place the peacemakers. And then thirdly, the blessedness of those peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. That brings us, first of all, to the question, well, what is peace? And we need to look then to the scriptures for that concept of peace. Peace is a harmonious relationship. It is a relationship, first of all, in God Himself. In God Himself, between the three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, there's a relationship of harmony. And there is that harmony between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit because of the perfection and the love that is in God. In God, there is never conflict. There is never a disagreement between the three persons of the Blessed Trinity. But they love one another. They are united in themselves as one being, united in their work that they engage in. And that's why in Romans 15, verse 33, God is called the God of peace. We read there, "Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen." the God of peace. Or again, from 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. God is the source of peace. But God is also then the foundation of peace. He is a God of peace in his relationship toward his own, the elect. Boys and girls, when we turn to Genesis 1 and 2, you see an amazing thing where God made all of the world, and then he made Adam and Eve on the last day. And God walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. There was a beautiful, harmonious relationship with God and his people, and peace in the world. Adam and Eve ruled, had dominion of the world, and named all the animals. Beautiful peace and harmony in that original creation. Then we get to Genesis 3, and there is sin, isn't there? What was beautiful harmony and peace and love is broken, so that Adam and Eve are full of fear of God. They hide themselves from God, and they try to cover themselves before each other and before God. Disharmony. The covenant of God violated by Adam and Eve. But thankfully, that's not the end of the story, that while Adam and Eve and humanity violated the covenant, God is faithful to his covenant of grace. And God comes and seeks them out. Oh, Adam, where are you? God comes to fallen man who are now enemies of God, hiding from God, afraid of God. And God establishes peace with them through the son of the seed of the woman that is promised. Instead of being friendship with the devil, Adam and Eve are again made friends of God over against the seed of the serpent. Peace established through that seed of the woman whom we know is Jesus Christ. So God is the great peacemaker. We rebelled, we disobeyed, we hid from God if we could, but God made peace with us and all of his people. And we read of that this morning in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God is the great peacemaker. And how was that peace made? And the answer is, one word is reconciliation. He does it through his son, Jesus Christ, who is called in the scripture the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ came into this world and bore the wrath of God that we deserve because of our sins. It's through the cross of Jesus Christ that we are reconciled, and therefore that we have now again peace with God. It is only in Christ Jesus. That's the only way for any man, woman, or child to have peace with God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. What a work of reconciliation. We who were enemies are made friends. We who were dead in sin are made alive in Christ Jesus. We who were afar off are brought near into a relationship of friendship and fellowship. It is not only a work of reconciliation, but I want you to notice it is a work of grace. What a gracious work. Adam and Eve didn't deserve that. You and I don't deserve that, to be friends of God. It is a friendship. It is a fellowship. It is a reconciliation that is not for everyone. But it is a work of grace for God's elect people in Christ Jesus. We were given to Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world, and Jesus Christ by His blood, His precious blood that flowed on the cross, He has made reconciliation for us. He was made sin, who knew no sin, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. So I want you to notice, people of God, that God is the source, God is the foundation, and God is then also the example of true peacemaking. If we're going to understand peace, we need to look at God in His work of Jesus Christ and the cross. And that wonderful peace now we experience through the work of the Holy Spirit. Justified by faith, we have peace with God. But beloved, we have not only peace with God, but experience that peace with God, we are also called to have peace then with one another as sons of God. We read in Colossians 3, verse 15, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body. And be ye thankful." We're called to peace. We're called to be peacemakers. Why is it so necessary? Why is that necessary in the church? How many of the different epistles does the Apostle Paul have to call God's people to peace, to love one another? And the answer is because there is conflicts in our lives. Conflict. Although we are saints, we are still sinners too. Redeemed sinners, yes, but sinners. We are sinned against. Whether it be in the home, in our marriages, in the church, with co-workers. We are sinned against with words or actions or looks. And the question is, how do we deal with that when we are sinned against by someone else? Are we proud? Are we selfish? Do we only think about ourselves, looking down at others? How do we deal when there is conflict or there is sin against us by others? But not all conflicts come because of sin. There are conflicts in our lives just because we are all different. There's that great diversity with different opinions. Opinions about how the church building ought to be built in congregations, what land to buy, what other kind of things to do. There's difference of opinion, what's important. There's frustrations in our lives between what we want and perhaps what our spouse want, between what we as members of the church want and others want. There's a whole time of time management. Perhaps this morning you experienced a little bit conflict when some of the family was ready to go to church, and of course there's the other ones that can't get out of bed quite on time and are kind of slow in getting dressed and aren't ready on time, and there's conflict. We have to get going. There's conflict at times in our marriages of how shall we discipline our children? Coming from different homes, now establishing a new home, what's the best way to discipline our children? There can be conflicts over how we spend our money, how much money we spend. And the question then is again asked, how do we respond to that when there are these conflicts in our life when everyone doesn't quite agree with us? There's conflicts in the church, perhaps over decisions made by the church leaders, and some don't agree with those decisions. Different goals, different gifts, different interests, competition over different things. And yes, sinful words, sinful actions, different habits. The conflict is real. And now in the face of that conflict, the question is, what is peace? And if we want an answer to what is peace, we don't look at the world. We don't look at the UN that tries to bring peace, superficial peace quite often through treaties. The world expects external peace. At least we're not slitting each other's throats. But when we ask in the midst of the conflicts of our life or when we're sinned against, we need to look at what is spiritual peace. And that spiritual peace can only be sought in the way of the way of redemption, the way of reconciliation. What is peace for us? It is not, first of all, that a person is just kind of outgoing or friendly to a lot of people. And when we speak about peace, it is, second of all, not ignoring sin. It is not peace at any price. It is not peace at compromising the truth. Today we find only too many churches willing, for the sake of outward peace or unity in the church, compromising the Word of God. When it comes to marriage or divorce, when it comes to women in office, when it comes to the place of homosexuals, should they be members of the church? There are denominations today who are saying, let's not talk about that at our synod. Let's just let each of the churches do as they seem right. Let's not bring it up as an issue because it might divide us. That is not peace. That is not unity. That is simply not acting out of the Word of God. What is peace? Peace is a love of God and a love of His Word. So always that Word is going to guide us how we deal with conflict and sin. Our peace is that we put a guard upon our lips, that we don't speak immediately what our sinful flesh wants to speak. It is a walk in harmony based upon the Word of God. We are called to be peacemakers. And that begins, beloved, first of all, in our Christian homes. There are conflicts. There will be conflicts between husbands and wives. There will be those conflicts because of sinful habits, because of sin within us. There will be conflicts because we're different individuals. We have different ways of looking at things. the wife isn't exactly like the husband. No, she's called to be a companion fit for him. There's going to be differences. How do you deal with those differences? There are those who just keep quiet. They ignore those conflicts or those differences because they don't want to bring them up lest there be greater conflict. That is not the way to deal with it. There are others who burst out with words. They're not shy at all to let the other spouse know what they think of it. Angry words is not the way to deal with that conflict. There's conflicts between parents and children. What the parents desire for their children, the training of the children, and the children and their sinful flesh disobeying, or when they become teenagers, want to exert their own independence. Perhaps the parents think that it'd be good for the children to grow up and follow one vocation, and the children in their hearts don't want to follow that vocation. They want to follow another vocation. Isn't that a conflict that many of those who were in the Reformation were all about, the leaders? The parents of John Calvin surely didn't want their son to go into the ministry. They wanted him to be a lawyer. But these reformers in their hearts wanted to deal with God's word, to be theologians. There's conflict in expectations. And there will be. There is conflicts between brothers and sisters in the home, aren't there, boys and girls? You don't always get along. Sometimes the big brother or sister act like a bully toward the other ones. Do it because I'm stronger. How do we deal with it? And in all those relationships in the home, we deal with our sinfulness and conflicts in the way of confession and forgiveness. Oh, husbands, on your lips, there should be on your lips those words at times to your wife and to your children, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I acted wrong. And those words should be on the lips of godly wives. Those words need to be on the lips of parents, and they need to be on the lips of children. I'm sorry. Forgive me. There is a dealing then with conflict in the home in the way of reconciliation. Even if the other person doesn't ask for it, reconciliation. Not ignoring it, hoping it's going to go away. Not shouting at it in a shoutful manner. Not one saying, well, I'm stronger, so this is the way it's going to be. But resolving conflicts in the home, in our marriages, in our work as parents with our children and children with their parents and as brothers and sisters. Confession of sin and forgiveness. We are to be peacemakers. May that be our testimony, that our homes are that kind of a testimony, a light in the darkness of this world where there is breakup, where there is hatred and envy amongst family members or spouses. We are called by God to be peacemakers in the church. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Oh, how the devil would love to divide the church of Jesus Christ, set one member against another member, or members against the council. As we heard last week, we are baptized in the Spirit into one body of Christ Jesus. One body, saints, redeemed sinners. Yes, redeemed sinners. And how do we deal with the shortcomings of one another and our own shortcomings? The arrangement of the Beatitudes is very much in order. How do we deal with one another's sins? In all humility. For the Beatitudes begin, don't they, with those who are poor in spirit. Sinners, ourselves. Sinners who mourn over our sins. Sinners who are made very humble because of their own sinfulness. Sinners who hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God. They are then merciful as He is merciful. They desire to be pure in their walk and in their life. And then only in that way can they be peacemakers. When they come in all humility of their own sins in order to deal with those who sin against them. We're called, beloved, to walk in peace. As our communion form so beautifully says, we're united with Christ Jesus by faith, but we are also united together as a body. For out of many grains one bread is baked, out of many berries pressed together one wine floweth, and we are to show that unity, that love, the form says, not only in words, but in deeds. Walking in confession and forgiveness with one another. Watching our tongues, what we say. Walking together in the unity of the Scriptures so that when we or others walk in sin, the other members of the congregation come and admonish us, bring us to the Word of God. No, not ignoring sin, but coming as those who have beams in our own eyes, looking at the slivers in someone else. We first of all got to take the beam out of our own eye before we can help our brother and sister with a sliver in their eye. How do we show this beautiful harmony in the church? How are we peacemakers? By seeking one another's welfare in love. We come again together this morning, not as so many different individuals who need Christ Jesus and what He's done, but we come as one body. We need to be peacemakers in the midst of this world that we live in. And there's three thoughts that we need to think of with being peacemakers in the midst of this world. Being peacemakers in the home and peacemakers in the church. Conflicts that arise are opportunities whereby we may glorify God. We glorify God when we deal with one another's conflicts in the way that God gives us in His Word. Not the way that we might want to do or ignore it in our flesh. Our conflicts in our life are opportunities for us to serve others. The sinful way is to look out for number one. What do I want? What's good for me? What do I think has to happen? in contrast to the desires of the flesh, Jesus calls us to love our enemies, do good to those who hate us, bless those who curse us, do good to those who mistreat us. Conflict is always going to be there. How do we deal with it? What an opportunity to serve others. Conflict also brings us the opportunity to be more and more conformed to the image of Christ Jesus. Oh, the humility of Christ, the love of Christ, what wonderful care for us. Looking at Christ, what he did for reconciliation for us, we do for others. We're called to be peacemakers. God is the source. God is the foundation of that peace. God is the example of that. And now our passage says, Blessed are the peacemakers. Happy indeed are those who are peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. What an encouragement the Lord Jesus Christ gives us there for being peacemakers. He says, that is the way that you're going to experience joy and blessedness in your life. Blessed in the way of obedience. Dealing with conflict, not according to the way of our flesh, but dealing with conflict in the way of God. They shall be children of God. What is that? It means that we are sons and daughters of God by adoption. It means that we have been remade. We're reborn as His very children. How wonderful. How wonderful that God calls us His children. He calls us. Our text is speaking there of they shall be called, that effectual call of God worked in our hearts and our lives. A powerful word that He brings about that new life. Sons and daughters alive in Christ Jesus. And the consequences of this powerful, effectual call of God, the consequences is that we now resemble, we look like our Father in heaven. We imitate our Father in heaven. And we have the privileges of being children of God. Yes, we will be called children of God in heaven itself. But now already we enjoy all the benefits of being children of God, don't we? Loved by the Father, forgiven all of our sins, the hope of everlasting life. We are in our text assured of that beautiful relationship. Blessed are those who are peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. We show that. That's our calling, to show that in the midst of this world. Who are our companions? Psalm 119, verse 63 says, who are my companions? Those who fear the Lord and walk in His precepts. We're in the world, but not of the world. Of the world itself, God has created an enmity that we stand in. The world hates us, and we hate the world that walks in sin. We're not friends with them. But we walk as children of God. Boys and girls, there's nothing more shameful. There's nothing worse than for a child, for a son or a daughter, to go about shaming their parents, speaking badly about them, disobeying them. Well, children of God, there is nothing more dishonoring than if we live our lives not according to his precepts, but like the world. We live, we walk in this world as children of the light, letting our light shine. Blessed are the peacemakers. God has made peace with us through his Son, Jesus Christ, and God works that peace in our hearts toward him, toward one another. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Amen.